from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Police in Bellmare have released body cam footage from the incident involving a California surfer seen on social media being tackled to the ground by an officer. The body cam tells a different story. Surfer Liam Mahoney of California asked about a beach badge. He dismissively tells an officer he doesn't need one and then grabs his surfboard and tries to walk away from police. He refuses multiple orders to drop the surfboard and show an ID so he can be issued a ticket. Now, had he done that, it likely would have been the end of it. Instead, he refused to comply, and the situation escalated. There is a global alert for Mpox, used to be called monkeypox. The infectious disease is taking over several African nations, and it may be a matter of time, experts say, before it finds its way here.
Coming into summer, New Jersey was recording weekly cases of Mpox related to an outbreak in 2022. This clade of the virus is said to be more transmissible through routine close contact. Perry Halkidis, dean of the Rutgers School of Public Health, says given the fact that people travel and it's summertime, everyone should be concerned about Mpox.
It is a virus that is painful. It is a virus that causes lesions. It is a virus that people who are immunocompromised could die from.
Health officials say this isn't another COVID scare, but Mpox can spread. Vaccination is available for at-risk individuals. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A woman with 15 active warrants has been arrested in Atlantic City after a bizarre incident on the boardwalk.
A merchant on the Atlantic City boardwalk went to open his store shortly before noon Tuesday, but a woman was blocking the entrance. Police say the woman spit on him, then lifted up her shirt to display the handle of a firearm and threatened to kill him. Police soon tracked down 33-year-old Fatima Gadsden as she was about to go into another shop with the firearm, which they later found was an imitation gun. The Philadelphia woman is being held at Atlantic County Jail. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 9:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
We do have some changes to talk about for the upcoming weekend, but it's just a warm-up. Today's high temperatures reaching for about 80 degrees. It'll be sunny and dry, another gorgeous August day. Tonight, we'll see a few clouds creep in. It'll be comfortable with lows around 60. Tomorrow gets a bit warmer. It's going to feel more like August this weekend. Highs 80 to 85 with sun and clouds. Mostly sunny, slightly stickier on Sunday, mid-80s. Next chance of rain holds off until Monday. New Jersey weather made possible by Drywall Doctor. If you have a hole or water stains on your wall or ceiling, stress cracks or sagging tape seams, you need the Drywall Doctor. No job is too small for their skilled repair crew, and they offer a fast turnaround and craftsmanship guarantee. Log on for a free estimate at drywalldrnj.com.
Patterson is 64, Hamilton 63, Cape May Courthouse is 70. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.